चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट 931 जीएसटी फ्रॉड केसेस आइडेंटिफाइड थ्रू डेटा एनालिटिक्स. द डिपार्टमेंट ऑफ रेवेन्यू हैज आइडेंटिफाइड 931 केसेस ऑफ फ्रॉडुलेंट गुड एंड सर्विसेज टैक्स रिफंड क्लेम्स एंड टास्क द जीएसटी डेटा एनालिटिक्स विंग टू स्क्रूटिनाइज ऑल पास्ट एंड पेंडिंग केसेस फाइल्ड अक्रॉस द कंट्री फॉर इन्वर्टेड ड्यूटी स्ट्रक्चर, सोर्सेस सेड ऑन मंडे. रिफंड्स ओवर Rs. 28,000 crore are estimated to have been filed by over 27,000 taxpayers so far on account of inverted duty structure in the current financial year 2019-20. Officials said this identified taxpayers who purchased goods from tax evading non-filers will face verification and scrutiny. This is being reviewed and monitored on weekly basis by Revenue Secretary Ajay Bhushan Pandey. To curb input tax credit frauds, data analytics is being done on all fraud refunds since 2017. Keeping an eye on the modus operandi of unscrupulous refund claimants, fly-by-night operators and shell business entities, GST formations booked 6,641 cases involving 7,164 entities till November last year and recovered about Rs. 1,057 crore. The maximum numbers of cases for ITC frauds were booked in Kolkata zone, followed by New Delhi, Jaipur and Panchkula in Haryana. A recently detected fraud by central tax authorities in New Delhi involving GST refund for inverted duty structure was deliberated at the second national conference on GST last week. Sources said investigators in the national capital have busted through data analytics a significant fraud case where fraudsters had created a network of over 500 entities comprising of fake billers, intermediary dealers, distributors and bogus manufacturers of Hawaii chappals for availing and encashing fake ITC credits. The bogus manufacturers created in Uttarakhand were making supplies to other fictitious entities and retailers in Gujarat, Maharashtra and Tamil Nadu. The raw material for the chappals, known as EVA compound, was charged at 18% duty, whereas chappals are chargeable to GST of 5%. Resultantly, the law allows manufacturers to claim refunds for the inverted duty structure in cash. In Surat, preliminary investigation shows that 19 firms fraudulently claimed ITC to the tune of Rs. 55 crore against fake invoices valued at Rs. 679 crore. During a search at the premises of Satyam, Impex and Atif Fashion, it was found that 17 other firms were registered with GST by misusing the identities and the documents of daily wagers and casual workers.